Donna, it doesn't seem like a whole year since I've seen you.
I know. Time flies.
You haven't changed.
Thank you.
But you know what drove me, and I'll be honest with you, was the story when I first met you and losing your son.
Yes.
Losing your son. Yeah. And it, for many, was so confusing. And some just walked away. But you didn't. And you started something, and you're continuing, and I want you to explain it to my audience this morning, because we've got something coming up on October the 13th. I know that that you do.
Yes.
So is it just, it was, I remember the first one.
Yes.
I remember.
Thank you for coming to that, the Veterans Day event last year at the Suffield High School. So it was very, very well attended. And the mission started, obviously, when I lost my son to suicide from his emotional wounds endured from his time served in Afghanistan. And when I learned that, tragically, 22 veterans commit suicide every single day, I found that to be completely unacceptable, and I'm committed to raising awareness and supporting our military veterans and first responders. That's where my focus and dedication is. To me, it keeps my son alive and present in my life. To have said that we're not going to allow him to be just a sloppy statistic, but that we're going to learn from it, we're going to do better, we're going to make some changes, and we're all going to come together to support better than we ever have.
Let me tell you, Donna, I'll never forget the year ago when I was with you and a wonderful, wonderful group of people. And when I walked in, I said to myself, I said, you know, you wonder how many are going to show up, how many are going to... You had tremendous backing, not because of you, but because of what you are doing. And you know, one of the things that I haven't had a chance to tell you, because I haven't seen you since then, but I knew you never gave it up. I know what you're doing, and I want you to explain this that's coming up on the 13th of October. But you've gotten good results, haven't you?
We're pressing along. I've had a lot of great support, and so far to date, we have raised $27,000 in a year, almost a year. So that's really exciting. And I have scheduled October 13th. It's called a Family Fun Day fundraiser at Copper Hill Golf Club in East Granby, Connecticut. And you can either choose between golf, foot golf, or cornhole, horseshoes, or just come for barbecue food and live music and raffles. So it should be a great day to come together, and really the mission is dedicated to our military veterans and first responders, those who are most susceptible to emotional trauma and who I'm dedicated to support. So come help support us. Register at Copper Hill Golf Club. Or check out my website at www.willswillpower.com for more information. We would love to have the support and people to be there to support such an important cause.
You know, another thing, you might think, listening to this on the radio, that this is what you do. You have a job, too.
I do.
I know that for sure.
Yes.
And, again, it's just a tremendous response, though, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful to see the folks come and see and talk with you?
Yes, I think it's important.
You know, you'll never lose. You'll always win in the end, you know, even though you suffered this terrible thing. And, you know, you just mentioned the suicides,
mm-hmm.
and I did a feature the other day on the radio mm-hmm. about suicides, and it's more and more and more.
Yeah, we have to change it up a little bit, because we've got to, in order to make improvements, we have to destigmatize emotional health and emotional wounds, because then people will seek help, then people will help other people, and that's really our first step. in helping there. I have a few things that are coming up, if you don't mind, I'd like to mention.
Not at all.
So I do want to say one thing. I do want to give a shout out to the Suffield community, between the school system, the police department, the First Selectman's office. Great support as far as the community of Suffield is concerned, so much so that the Suffield High School chose Willpower for their project. It's Zielinski's Kindness Crew. So it's a group of Suffield High School students. They pick a charity and they help advocate awareness and fundraise. So they're selling bracelets like the one I'm wearing. And all the donations are going to Willpower, and they actually produce a commercial, and it's so special to me. Can I play it at all? It's like 2 seconds. Well, it's about 30 seconds. Can I play it?
Can we get that on? This engineer of mine that's working with me today works magic, and I wonder if we can pick that up.
All right, let me put it on. To me, it's beautiful. It's a video. It's on my website also, but let me just play it right here.
Okay,
just to show you that, you know, we're trying to destigmatize emotional health and wounds and do a better job. So give it a second. Should I put it here?
Okay. Holding it right up to the mic.
22 every day.
8,030 every year.
Military veterans and first responders who take their lives.
Why? There's not enough mental health care provided for these men and women.
22 is too many.
Too many lives lost.
Too many families suffering.
Too many people questioning what they could have done.
Too many loved ones questioning what signs they missed.
Too many conversations not happening.
Too many rolls of red tape. Not enough sharing.
Help us help those in need.
Willpower to Change was created in honor of William Davidson, former 2010 graduate of Suffield High School, who was home for 4 months after serving in the Kandahar region before he took his own life.
His family is on a mission to help create a retreatment center for not only those who have physical injuries, but those who need specialized mental health treatment.
Zielinski's Kindness Crew from Suffield High School is selling bracelets for a minimum donation of $1 to support in any way they can.
Our military and first responders need your help.
Please help us help Donna Chapman and her family reduce the 22. The 22 military lives lost each day. Thank you.
Zielinski's Kindness Crew from Suffield High School is selling bracelets for a minimum donation of $1 to support in any way they can.
Isn't that amazing?
Huh?
Isn't that amazing?
They made that one,
yes,
huh?
Yes, they did. They made
That's
it themselves.
That's terrific. But that, you know something? Doesn't surprise me. This is what I saw that day that I was with you and your family, and it was just tremendous. And you know something? Suffield always has had something special about it.
Yeah.
I wasn't born far from there. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandfather had a dairy farm in Enfield right across the river.
Yeah.
But I just think that what you are doing in the long run is going to really, really help other young people like your son that you lost.
That's the goal, because obviously I can't get my son back, tragically. I wish I could. But if we can help anybody else, then it's really, the effort's all worth it. I have a couple events that I have coming up. So in addition to October 13th, so please support that. Come. It's, you know, we need the support. So come and RSVP and join us. It should be a great fun day. The other event that I have planned is on November 26th at Yale University. And I'm putting together, I have a bunch of speakers lined up. And what's happening at Yale University is we're going to do an active shooter, mass notification, emotional trauma and response and preventative, kind of a seminar day that Willpower is putting on at Yale University. It's really targeted for law enforcement, superintendents, principals, security professionals like security consultants and security directors, so that way we can start keeping schools and buildings and communities safer by being prepared. And so that's coming up. I'll have a formal invite on that very soon. But that's scheduled for November 26th at Yale University. That's like a 9 to 3 kind of a day.
Uh-huh.
So it starts at 9 o'clock. The other event I'm doing is November 28th at the Hartford Yard Goats. It's a dinner social fundraiser. And I have a keynote speaker that I'm flying in who is a veteran. Jet crash, emotional wounds, physical wounds, became an author, motivational speaker, and also created a workbook so that when somebody, you know, who becomes traumatized can actually, you know, get through and overcome that. So all for the purpose of, you know, educating everybody and really getting people to understand at a different level.
Okay, what I want you to give us now.
Though, yes.
I want you to give us where folks listening, where they should write, and not to get them confused or
yes.
anything like what, because I know, like they did before, when we met the first time, the help was there. It was a tremendous day. And these 2 days, one at Yale especially, you wait. It's going to be a big one. But where do they get to you if they want to get to you?
Okay, get to me through either my website, which is www.willswillpower.com. WILLWILLS. Sorry, hold on. WillsWillpower.com. That email address, or danadonna1@hotmail.com. They can contact me either way. It gets right to me. If you're interested in sponsorship, participation, I'm really looking for some key backing in regards to, you know, support with, you know, a good financial contribution, because the goal is to build a retreat center, which is a vacation home for military veterans and first responders as a
and
vacation.
That's what you, I know.
That's the mission.
Yeah, I saw mm-hmm. that when
so,
I first met you.
Yeah, so I'm still on the mission and hoping to build that building so that our military veterans and first responders have free access to retreat type of vacation, so that those who are suffering similarly, whether it's physical or emotional, have a place to go that they can bond and heal together.
Okay, again, I want exactly where somebody can get a hold of you. Don't make it involved.
Okay. Reach me on my website, www.willswillpower.com.
That's easy.
Yep.
That's one more time.
www.willswillpower.com.
Well, again, I am so happy that you came in today, and along the way, you know, we'll help you on this.
Thank
because
you.
It's so important. And I will never forget when I saw you walk in today. I will never forget that first day that I met you up in Suffield and the tremendous crowd that we had. And again, it was for the veterans, and what you're doing will always, always be appreciated.
Thank you. I just think whatever we can do, they deserve our best. So thank you.
You bet. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks
thank
for having
you.
Me.
Thank you. Coming up to 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to take a break, and then I tell you what, we have got some more tickets to give away, and I...